Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to the Mets Hot Stove Podcast. I'm Rich Catino. With so much talk about the Mets needing starting pitching, and with just a few options left for Omar Minaya, what might help the Metropolitans most is a bounce-back year for Mike Pelfrey, who had a 2009 season he would like to forget. I had a chance to talk to the Met right-hander recently about that very fact. Mike, you know, you and I talked a lot last year about what went on last year, and I think, you know, you and I both know you're much more talented than you showed. Could you talk a little bit about what the offseason was like?
It was a lot of analyzing at first. You know, it was tough. You know, it's hard to, you know, go home and you know, stomach the year that I had, you know, because, you know, my expectations or anybody else's, you know, I didn't meet them. You know, I had a bad year. So I went over what the things that the areas I need to improve on, the things I need to do. And I feel like I've done that, you know. And then the next step was I cleared my head, and I'm starting, you know, preparing myself to get ready for the year. Like I said, you know, physically I feel great. I lost 20 pounds. You know, I'm ready to go, and I know that I need to have a better year, and I plan on doing that.
You know, when you look at the Met team last year, injuries were, I think, 95% of the issue. You know, Jose, the two Carloses, then Johan goes down. You know, you had JJ going down. I mean, have you ever been through anything like that in your life?
It was a crazy year, you know, and you never want to, you know, make excuses and say, you know, it would have been different if everybody was healthy. But anybody that watched the team knew that it was a factor, you know, and I think one of the, you know, the biggest moves they could have made all year was getting guys healthy, you know, in the offseason, you know, and it sounds like everybody's healthy and we're going to be ready to go. And the talent's never the problem, because I think that, you know, our talent matches up with anybody. So as long as everybody's healthy, it should be a great year.
I had a chance to talk to Jose at the holiday party. He came as an elf, very appropriate, I guess. But one of the things he said to me is he's starting to run now.
He's a difference maker, you know. Not only does he cover so much ground at shortstop, and he's so good defensively, but offensively, he's like a little spark plug, you know. He gets on base, he steals bases, he makes things happen, you know, puts teams in you know, tough positions, you know, when things that he does and with his speed. And he's a big time difference maker. And if he's feeling good, I think the New York Mets should feel good. And obviously he is. So, I mean, it should be an exciting year. And, I mean, it's always exciting to watch him play.
One final one. So much talk in the offseason that the Mets need starting pitching. And the Mets have to go out and get this guy. And they should have signed Lackey. And can we get Carlos Zambrano? As someone that just 2 short years ago was a really important part of this rotation in the future, does that make you mad, angry, motivated? What is it? What does it do to you, Mike?
I wouldn't say it makes me mad. I almost think it's kind of you know, funny, you know, because I think people looked at us going into last year with the same rotation, and people saying, hey, this team has a chance to go to the World Series and win the World Series. No, some people predicted, and you know, a year later, from guys getting hurt and I guess, you know, me having a bad year, that everybody wants to how things change so quickly, you know, which you know, if they don't decide that it's in our best interest to go out and acquire anybody, we're going to be fine, you know. I truly believe that the talent's here. You know, we've proven it. I mean, it's just a matter of going out there and doing it, which, you know, I think everybody wants to do, especially after, you know, the way the year went last year.
Thanks for taking the time and talking to us. You're one of the real good guys in the sport, and we'll see you in Port St. Lucie, where there's not much to do except play baseball.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Sounds good.
Okay. If Pelfrey returns to the form he exhibited in 2008, he could slot in right behind Johan Santana. After all, just 12 short months ago, that was the plan for the Met right-hander all along. In our next edition of the Mets Hot Stove Podcast, we talk to David Wright. Till then, so long, everybody.